Well, it hasn't started yet, but the Spartanburg County Sheriff's debate is about to get underway, and you can go check that out. You can check out what's going on right now over at the 98.9 WRD Facebook page, and I believe once the debate gets started, it hasn't, like I said, hasn't started just yet. The stage is still clear. They're getting all that ready. But once the debate starts, I believe you'll be able to stream it live over on 98.9WORD.com. At least that is what I have been told. Well, the Democrats, they disapprove everything. Everything that you're for, the Democrats are against. It doesn't matter what it is. I just told you not long ago, a couple hours ago, that the president has signed a executive order reinstating the presidential fitness test. Now, this was something that was first initiated by JFK, one of the Democrats' heroes. So now President Trump bringing it back. I will guarantee you that coming up very soon, they're going to start telling us about how racist and sexist and homophobic and Islamophobic and all and body shaming. They're going to go heavy on the body shaming. That's why they don't like Sydney Sweeney in that ad from American Eagle, because they've been trying to do this. They've been trying to bring up normalizing obesity in this country since Joe Biden got into office. That's what. There was even I don't know if they were successful in this, but they even had these forms where if you went to the doctor, you could refuse to get on the scale because that was some form of body shaming. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go to Glenn in Hollywood and talk to him. Glenn, welcome.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes,
thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I seem to remember, like, years ago, back in 2016, that it was all proven about Hillary funding and instigating the whole Russian collusion FISA baloney.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm wondering, why is it, you know, coming up now? Why hasn't she been prosecuted?
Well, because we've had the Democrats in office, and we had Merrick Garland there, and he certainly wasn't going to prosecute anybody.
Right. And I wonder if it's all going to be swept under the rug like it typically is lately. You know, you get, you know, accused and prosecuted, and then nothing happens to the people.
I hope not.
I'm hoping not as well.
I mean, we have seen so much of this information coming out. Glenn, I appreciate it. And if you want to see exactly what they found, follow Catherine Herridge over on Twitter. Definitely do that. She is the one. She is the tip of the spear on this thing, along with Grassley, who is getting all of this stuff exposed. But while you're there and you're following Catherine Herridge over on Twitter, why don't you go ahead and follow me? It's pretty easy. At Charlie on Air. That's the way you find me over on Twitter. I'd love to have a few more. Always want more Twitter followers. That's great. But they've been lying about this stuff forever. So again, getting back to the president's physical fitness initiative, they're going to be calling this all the phobias that you can imagine. And again, that's why they hate this ad with Sydney Sweeney. They've been wanting, to normalize obesity in this country. And all of a sudden, you started seeing these obese models of Sports Illustrated, Calvin Klein. All of these brands were coming out with these plus, plus, plus size models. And folks, I don't care who you are. That's just not healthy. I don't know what they were trying to push in this country, but it was to our detriment. But they've done that with everything. They were the ones that were screaming about how tariffs are. By July 4th, it's going to be a disaster. Well, it's July 31st. No disaster. In fact, far from it. We've had success after success after success as far as these tariffs are concerned. And tonight at midnight is the deadline. And I will promise you that President Trump's team is working hard because those phones are blowing up right now with countries wanting to get in on a deal with the president over tariffs. They may have been stragglers out there, but I will promise you when they're looking at just a few hours away, 5 hours and 7 minutes, they know that deadline's coming. Oh, they're ready to negotiate now, I promise you. So just signed a big deal with South Korea. That was huge. You got the big deal with the European Union. And they kept telling them for years, well, during the whole Trump administration, that Trump recession was coming. In fact, Scott Jennings talked about this over on CNN.
Well, I would just like to go, but I'd like to build a DeLorean and go back to April when everybody here was predicting likely to cause a recession. Investment stops and a recession happens. They're not talking about a U.S. recession. They're talking about a global recession.
What's happening in
April,
Lead
to recession.
Scott?
Eventually, there being a reception.
Palpable panic on Wall Street. Red numbers and worries about something else that starts with an R. A recession.
You called the recession. You took your shoe off.
On Joe. Oh, do you have to see that again?
You took your shoe off. You brought cookies out.
15%.
You took your shoe off and you said there was going to be a recession.
Listen, economic circumstances have now been put in place that most Wall Street economists of senior note say are likely to cause a recession.
GDP is 3%.
Too early to give a final verdict.
Right, Scott,
it's too what early. Was, just a second, Abby. He's basically calling me out here. It's too early to give a final verdict on the tariffs. You may wish to, but at the moment, it can't be said what the long-term effect is going
Richard,
to be.
I am just a journalist, and all I can do is read the economic data.
It's a bit of a stretch.
3% GDP.
GDP, 3% growth. Inflation stagnant, which is all good. Jobs numbers are good. But they were calling for the recession, but that has not happened. That's why Jerome Powell won't reduce the interest rate. Boy, if he did, this economy would absolutely skyrocket. Truly would. So we'll see what happens again. Let me just check in real quick with the sheriff's debate over there at the Facebook page as they are streaming some of that live. I believe still hasn't started yet. Should be starting very, very soon. We'll get those candidates up on the dais. And Joey Hudson and Tara Servatius is going to be answering those questions. This is going to be a big race as far as Spartanburg County is concerned. And I believe right now the candidates are taking the stage. They're going to be introduced, and the questions will commence coming up here in just a matter of moments. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. We will see you. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Tara is going to have the results of the straw poll that is going to be taken tonight after the debate. You don't want to miss out on that. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all have a lovely evening. As always, God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.